Well, because Charlie has a little time constraint. Charlie, we're going to switch back to you quick here before we get back to Matt.
Okay. Sorry, Matt. I got a thing.
He's got a thing that he's got a very important thing. So
biology test, right?
Yeah, he's got a test. So you said that you're working on new material. That's pretty cool. You just got to figure out where you want to record this one. So yeah. Looking forward to that.
Well, hopefully it turns out okay. We'll see.
They usually do.
Always the next time.
I have a question for you that just occurred to me while I was researching this interview. You know, I'm assuming that as you've gone along, you've gotten better guitars along the way.
Yeah.
How important is a good guitar, or is it? I mean, some of those old guys, you know, blues guys, folk guys, they did not have good guitars. They made incredible music. So, yeah. What? How important is that?
I think it varies from guitarist to guitarist, really. I mean, I've had some guitars that were I've gotten to play that were very, very nice. They're just not for me. I mean, there's kind of a level of workmanship that I like Nationals usually have it, but it's not, you know, the fit and finish is really tight and the guitar is really of a high quality, and you can take it places and it won't destroy itself. You know, I'm looking for durability. Playability is all in the hands of the individual guitar player. So, you know, I know a lot of guitar players who can pick up almost any guitar and magic will happen. And then others really, you know, want this other level of quality. The guitars seem to be able to play themselves in a lot of ways, and that's beautiful. It's something I've never really gotten into because my personal preference is for, you know, higher action and, you know, a little grittier tone. I don't know. It's super personal. It really is. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got a record there was one record that Cat Iron put out. Well, he didn't put it out. Someone recorded Cat Iron back in the 60s or 70s. He's this old guy sitting on his porch. Didn't even have a guitar. They went down the street. The only guitar they could find was a little kid's guitar with like Roy Rogers stenciled on it, you know. One of these like half-size or three-quarter-size guitar. He recorded this whole record on this little weird guitar. And it's amazing. It's a brilliant record. It's great. And the sound of this cheapy little guitar, you know, fits the record. You know, Cat Iron like makes it his own. I bet he would have sounded amazing on a Martin or a Gibson or whatever he wanted to play, but he happened to have this and he made it sound amazing. Recently I was tuning my daughter's guitar for her, which is one of those little plywood half-size guitars, you know, and I could hear it. I could hear that Cat Iron tone. I even played a little bit of Jimmy Bell on it, but I couldn't make it sing like he did, you know. I think it's way too personal to tell. I mean, you know, a lot of guitar players build their own guitars, you know. Was it Dan Reeder, who lives in Germany now, builds his own guitars, and they're weird looking, but they sound amazing, and they suit what he does. So I think that's it's almost too personal to call.
Paul Metzger,
that's yeah, he won't leave anything alone. His banjo has 23 strings on it.
Wow.
And it's amazing and beautiful. Mm-hmm. His guitar is all modified. Jack used to modify his instruments, you know.
Yeah.
But I think it's really too personal to call.
And I suppose it just depends on what you hear in your head that you're trying to convey.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've got instruments that I've kind of gravitated towards. The first time I got a resonator guitar, I was in my teens, and I don't have a regular 6-string acoustic guitar. Now I haven't for years. I've got some 12 strings of various decrepitude, and I've got some resonator guitars, and they all go on the road and they all sleep in the truck with me, so they all have to put up with a lot of abuse and. They've all been repaired multiple times, and so I don't consider myself a guitar collector. I just have stuff that I can use and I can fix,
mm-hmm.
and that's what's important to me.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And coming up next for you, Boats and Bluegrass is this weekend.
I hadn't realized that. Yes, I know. It's Thursday. Michael and I are going down to St. Michael's to play at the Le Musique Room.
That's right. Yeah.
Evidently, tomorrow. That's French for music room.
I had to look it up.
But anyway, we're doing that, and then I'm heading to Boats, and then the Mankato, and
which is that big festival in Winona that every musician comes in here and talks about how great it is, and I need to get down there one of these days.
Haven't you been down there?
I have not been down there.
Oh, you would love it. It's really beautiful.
I bet.
And it's an amazing festival. It's one of those festivals that I gravitate towards. It's they've really kind of deliberately kept it relatively small. I mean, it's kind of hemmed in by space, but they keep it manageable. They really, really care about making sure that the people that are in attendance have a really good experience. Everybody there is really, really wants to be there. And I really feel honored to be able to go and play there.
Great. Well, we got time for you to do another one quick here before you got to go. What do you want to do?
I'll do something kind of short. This is called Jaybird. I shouldn't look. I've aggressively capoed my guitar.
That's Charlie Parr live from Studio A. Well, thank you so much, Charlie. We're going to let you sneak out of here.
Go out this back.
You can, yep, go out the back door.
Thank you, everybody, for listening today. I appreciate it.
And again, Charlie and Matt and Michael all playing tonight at the Red Herring Lounge. Show starts at 8 o'clock. Well, now back to you, Matt. We've got Matt Sowell here, based down in the Twin Cities. Hello again.
Hello.
And so tell me, have you recorded much? I know you have at least one album out.
I've got three albums on Bandcamp.
Oh, my goodness.
I've got an old one with a bunch of home recordings that I did on it. I've got another one called The Dead Man's Rag. And then one that's called North Wind's Callin'. And some of the material that I wrote on that, it was being written as I was in transition to moving to Minnesota.
Oh, okay. North Wind's Callin'. That makes sense.
And I'm currently finishing up an album with Dakota Dave Hall.
Oh, nice.
Out of the Twin Cities. I met Dakota Dave through a mutual friend of ours back in Philadelphia, and Fred Oster at Oster Instruments found out I was moving to Minnesota, and there were two things that he said to me. Why on earth are you leaving here and leaving behind the music career that you are starting here? And it's cold there. And then two, if you are going to go to Minneapolis, you got to get a hold of Dakota Dave. And I did, and we went out and had some Middle Eastern food and started talking about doing a recording. And here I am 13 songs into it and figuring out which ones I'm going to keep and put on the next album. And the next album is going to be called Organize or Die.
Oh, okay. What's inspired that?
Well, I think there's a lot of we're in a political season, and folks are really scared in these times, and what happened over in Wisconsin with right to work and a lot of things like that really made it so people have the right to work for less money. And I mean, you know, we really need people who are willing to organize and rise up against the powers that be that are just going to pigeonhole us and put us in a position where we can't provide for our families.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So that kind of organize. When I first heard the title, I didn't reach my brain correctly. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and when is that going to be coming out?
That is a good question.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Dakota's currently on tour in Japan and currently working a lot. So we've got one more sit down where we're going to work on some mixing and then hopefully work on mastering it. And that'll be the second release of this year following on the coattails of North Wind's Callin'.
Okay. All right. Well, we have time for you to do one more. What do you want to do?
Okay.
And then we'll get back to have Michael do one more as well. Oh, and you're switching to guitar. We had the other instrument that we were talking about, but now.
So this one's called Ticonderoga, and it's off of North Wind's Callin'. Thank you.
That's Matt Sowell live from Studio A. Thanks so much, Matt. It's been a pleasure having you here.
Thanks for having me.
And we have time for one more. We're going to go back to Michael Wohl over here.
All right. Well, here I am.
And you have an album that you're working on as well, right?
Yeah, that's right, actually. I just finished it. It hopefully will be out in the next month or two. It's called Windblown Blues. And yeah, it took a long time. And, you know, kind of like we were talking about with that whole American Primitive thing, I played with all sorts of other musicians and electric instruments and people sing on it and stuff. So it's I'm really excited about it. I think it came out well. And you know, you can find it on my website. It's just michaelwohlmusic.com and things of that nature.
And that's W-O-H-L?
Yes, it is.
All right, well, let's hear one more tune. And whether it's something from the album or you want to do something else. Or
I'm going to play a Train Bandit song that I like to play. This one I learned, when I was playing it and hanging out with Peter Lang, the great Twin Cities guitar player. He is also a walking encyclopedia of folk and blues, and he told me that it's a true story, which makes it a little more fun. Railroad Bill, oh, Railroad Bill, well, he don't work and he never will, and it's ride, 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 ride. Railroad Bill, he's a mighty mean man. He shot the midnight lamp out the brakeman's hand. And it's ride, 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 ride. He lives way up on Railroad Hill, and he lights his cigar with a $20 bill. Now it's ride, 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 ride. Special hanging outside of my vest. I'm gonna ride, 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 ride. I'm gonna buy me a gun just as long as my arm. I'm gonna shoot down everybody ever done me any harm. I'm gonna shoot down old Railroad Bill. Got a 38 gun on a 45 frame. Well, you know I can't miss, cause I got dead aim. I'm gonna ride, 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 ride. Kill me a chicken, bring me the wing. Oh, you think I'm working, mama, but I ain't doing anything. I just ride, 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 ride. Kill me a chicken, bring me the head. Oh, you think I'm working, mama, but I'm laying here in bed. And I just ride, 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 ride. Railroad Bill.
That's Michael Wohl, live from Studio A. Well, thank you so much, guys. And again, Charlie, Matt, and Michael all playing tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth. If you are a guitar fan, if you are a that kind of music fan,
whatever you want to call it,
then
labels aside,
that starts at 8 o'clock tonight at the Red Herring Lounge. And today's live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean. And we had a whole bunch of help with this one. And I want to say thank you to Pierce Stevens, Michaela Moore, Jack Nadeau, Quentin Stilley, Cheyenne Vavrina, and Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.